Okay, I think we'll get started here. First of all, let me, again, on behalf of Microsoft and the Windows business, welcome you to Atlanta. Thanks for all of you who've traveled a long way. Certainly recognize a lot of our international travelers have come from a long, long way to be with us here today. So welcome. My name is Doug Smith. I'm part of the Windows marketing team, and I'm joined by my colleague Suma, who's on our Windows engineering team, both focused on IoT. So it's a great honor to have you here. We'd love to start a conversation with you today. We'll be able to talk to you a little bit about the digital transformation that we see happening with the Internet of Things. We'll also talk about the role that we see in smart things and edge computing and the paradigm that's happening. And we'll also get into the products, as we know that's one of the reasons you're here, is to actually get into the technology. And so we'll get into showing you a bunch of demos as well. I also want to invite you to, at the very end of the presentation, to look back at our colleagues as you exit, because we have a whole bunch of great merchandise, branded Windows IoT, that we'd like to give you for sticking through our presentation today and as a thank you. I'll also try to talk a little slower, given that there is a number of international people in the audience, so just to put that out there. But again, thanks for being here, and we'd like to jump in, and I'll start by focusing on first the digital transformation that we see occurring in the marketplace today. First, I'll say that digital transformation is happening, it's changing the way businesses get done. I mean, companies are fundamentally changing the way that they innovate with their products. They're actually changing the way that their employees work. And thirdly, they're looking at how they engage their customers in new and unique ways. And I think that we've all in the industry seen this happen over time, and certainly within Microsoft, it's become a focal point. I mean, there's a few reasons why companies that are turning into becoming digital business do this. One is that they innovate with crowdsourcing and data. And they do that, again, to bring new products to market, and they do that by engaging their sales teams and their customers and their ecosystem partners to really build a better product. In fact, I think within Microsoft and our Windows business, we're a great example of that. Just a couple of years ago, as we were designing Windows 10, I mean, we unveiled, I think, one of the larger crowdsourcing projects in the technology market with our Windows Insider program, really designed to, you know, get the best ideas from our partners and our customers and the ecosystem to deliver a better product. And I know some of you are Windows Insiders in the room today, and we thank you for that. But it's a great example, I think, of how companies are embracing this digital transformation and the way that they innovate. I mean, we also see that with, you know, as companies embrace smarter machines and work smarter. Yesterday in the presentation that Satya gave, he talked a lot about artificial intelligence. An example of that being Cortana, and being able to give that, you know, delight those users with predictive information and make their lives much more productive. And I think all of the trends around digital transformation really end up with making sure that we have a great, delightful experience with our customers and delivering them rich experiences so that we can engage them and drive loyalty and do that in new and meaningful ways. And so digital business really is at the creation of kind of these new business designs. So based on kind of this transformation that we see in digital, we'd like to actually talk to you a little bit more about smart retail and IoT solutions, smart manufacturing, and then smart home. So let me walk you through the trends that we see. First, starting with digital transformation and smart manufacturing. You know, today we see around, you know, maintenance workers and factories, we see that there are certainly a lot of work that's determined to both determine and resolve technical issues that they confront. And in many ways, that this could take days or weeks to resolve to try to get in under the issues around kind of the device management and the devices that are in factories to keep them up with uptime. And the way that you know, technicians search for data often, regretfully in many ways, you know, they have to approach different siloed systems across, you know, their environment, and that really takes a lot of time, and it's really difficult to get to the root cause. But I think that's in contrast to now, with the advent of Internet of Things, we see smart factories and the ability to access devices remotely from whatever device you happen to be on. I mean, really all aligned to ensuring that there's you know, these repairing facilities. You have the corrections within hours, being able to address issues that people are confronted and reroute processes within a matter of hours instead of days by accessing Internet of Things technology. And that you can do this with almost immediately getting at that root cause. And so you have that ability at your fingertips, and that's really ushering in, you know, a big change in the way we look at smart factories and smart manufacturing. And if you take the same trends in smart retail but applied in a little different ways, I mean, we see that, you know, today traditional retail operators are left to perform kind of, you know, manual inventory counts based on what they need in their environment. And oftentimes, you know, the data is in different ways connected to different distributors, and that becomes really cumbersome for people to track. And then they also have to do that with inventory management with deliveries, and so it tends to be quite a manual process. But I think with smart retail, we're starting to see the IoT solutions based on Windows IoT Core and Azure enabling a new kind of retail experience. And that's where you start to see, you know, great RFID and sensors in a retail environment, allowing, you know, retail operators to know instantaneously when stores are inventory is moving in and out of stores. And then I think retail operators are able to access that with real-time inventory management on different devices, so that ultimately, you know, within preset thresholds, you have the retail management being able to know exactly their position and being able to deliver a better experience for the customers. And so we see this digital transformation in smart factories and smart retails adopting Internet of Things technology, making an impact in how business is getting done. And we see trends in smart home really in two key areas for us, really was around kind of the energy and monitoring side of smart home. You know, today, when I got my first alarm system at home, it was connected to a landline, and it was very basic in the kind of information it presented me. If you look at temperature controls within the home today, you know, a lot of times it's very static. It's based on a user interaction model with oftentimes one temperature for the day. And within the lighting or energy management with its home, same thing. It's very user-generated, and it's often static. But I think with again, the Internet of Things and the trends that we see today with alarm sensors and cameras that communicate 24/7, allowing for a great experience, and being able to capture video real time, and these devices all communicating with one another. And they're all connected to the cloud and in many ways. And so we think about like even the temperature controls within the home are now plugged into where they get predictive weather, and being able to adjust that and make those very, you know, contextual to the user. And same thing relative to sensors in the home around lighting. All of that is changing. And so we see this digital transformation applying in these three different areas in unique ways. And I think we at Microsoft within Windows see opportunities around our Windows IoT Core and our connections to Azure to make that experience as delightful as possible. I'd like to move from a focus a bit on some of those verticals to now talking a little bit about the intersection of, you know, IT and operations technology. One of the things that we've noted in recent years is that the challenge between kind of two functional organizations kind of focused within an enterprise, IT being the one that we're all so familiar with around centralization at the leadership team level, focused on increased efficiency and infrastructure and managing security and business risk. Well, the emergence of the operation technology function plays an important role. It's often typically decentralized within companies and more focused on revenue and profits and new business models and generating operations efficiency to try to take a competitive advantage in markets. It's the intersection, I think, of these two where we see at least convergence happening. And I think the convergence that we see happening are around cost benefits. The fact that you can invest in similar technologies in both IT and OT, and you can have a standards-based approach to that. We see opportunities around risk reduction, certainly around security and information protection, which has long been the domain of IT, but in OT's view of security often was the physical asset itself, and those two things coming together, not only the information itself, but the asset. And then we see obviously flexibility gains with the intersection and the transparency for operations around this intersection between IT and OT. But you know, ultimately, when we think about it, you know, why should you know enterprise IT care as much? I mean, first we know that you have to develop an IT strategy to encounter and to work with Internet of Things devices in the future. And we know that's important around policies and governance and the like. We also believe in a unified device management and deployment approach to streamline operations within the company. And we also want to be able to train the IT workforce to understand and to ignite and to deliver against IoT solutions out there. And you know, obviously one of the big areas too is the security around IoT solutions and making sure there's no compromises with the selection of an IoT solution for the organization. So all of these are factors in why I think it's important. Now, one of the things that we're seeing is a few examples of companies that have embraced this digital transformation. And within the embedded business and IoT within Windows, we've had a long history of working across a lot of different companies to enable a lot of different solutions. And there's a couple that are of note that I wanted to highlight, and then we'll show a video. First is Emerson, who is a partner of ours who's delivered against a Windows IoT core with pioneering work around some smart gateways connected up with Azure Machine Learning. They're really able to analyze telemetry across valves and hot and cold storage and in-stream processing. So a great example of Emerson taking kind of IoT solutions to the next level. We also see some innovation within Aero too. Aero has a SAM car that uses the Windows 10 Enterprise solution within the internal gateway, so they can bring machine learning workloads to reduce latency in their solution. So just two examples about how it's transforming. I'd like to now maybe pause and show a video to give you a little further insight into some of the solutions the team's worked on over the years.
We've been there, powering devices for 20 years. Making the difficult look easy. And keeping life simple. Taking you away and guiding you home. Providing care and bringing new life into the world. Opportunity is all around us.
Okay, one of the things around the definition of the Internet of Things, I think we've all read analyst reports, we probably engage in different aspects of IoT, and we all probably come across different points of view on what is the Internet of Things, how would you define it? You know, at Microsoft within Windows, we actually believe there's four key areas that define the Internet of Things, and I'll walk you through a little bit of how we think about it. First is that number one, it's physical things that matter for line of business assets, including devices and sensors. And those things effectively are then connected, and they're connected to the internet, to each other, to people. And those things actually collect and communicate data. And they include information gained from the environment that they operate in, also within users. And I think there's a lot of magic that comes along with the analytics performed on that data to give us insight into machines or to be able to take action on that information. So we think about it in those ways. And to build upon things for a moment, we just wanted to share a little bit about how we think about IoT and the challenges that we have to overcome. First, I'll say that, you know, with any new technology, there are hurdles that you have to overcome to realize full value. First, we're seeing a paradigm shift in the way that organizations are embracing IoT. We've seen a shift from just a focus recently on the cloud to now focus on edge computing and intelligence at the edge of the network, and we'll talk more about that in a second. We also see, obviously, security as being a major concern within organizations, and we have to overcome the security challenge to ensure that things are safe as more and more devices get connected in the IoT space. And third, you know, we have to operate in a heterogeneous environment where devices need to communicate, interoperate, transfer, and control. They all have to talk to one another seamlessly. And so we see that relative to how we think about IoT solutions within Windows. And I think it really has kind of led to us thinking about our position in the marketplace and what we within Windows can really offer. And whether you're gathering data or you're manufacturing components, as we highlighted before, or you're monitoring security or enabling productivity on the go, the edge intelligence provided by, you know, IoT solutions is really the centerpiece of this opening I talked about around digital transformation, and that's a unique role we play. And I think to build upon that a little further, I thought I would just kind of highlight a few ways that we think about smart things bringing intelligence to the edge. First, in the most basic way, we have things that are connected, right? And they gather data and they transfer that data to the cloud. But we don't think that's the most efficient way to think about the Internet of Things, because the role of smart things are real important in the process. And those smart things differ in a lot of ways to the basic things, right? In the sense that they're PLCs or they're gateways, digital signs, and the like. And their role within the environment is more important. They have a higher degree of responsibility relative to rich user experience, the ability to be updatable, to be manageable as solutions. And so smart things, as I unpack this a little bit, at least for Microsoft, you know, allows us to do things where we can run edge analytics from filtering and batching and compressing of the data. We can enable real-time sensitive decisions on the edge, if you will, reducing latency, being able to take action immediately, being able to perform local compute and maximizing security at the device level, at the application level, and also within identities. And then all of this is really to ensure that you can operate these things reliably within your network. And so we think about the important role that smart things play within IoT. It's an important role around the edge and the computing environment that we're focused on. So now we'd like to kind of take a look at some of the challenges that we hear about when we talk to IT. And there are challenges that are around corporate assets and how do I secure them? How do I manage and deploy those assets today and those policies that I already have? So I'm going to invite Suma to talk a little bit more about our IoT core products and give you demos on the solutions that we offer today. Suma, thank you.
Thank you. Hope you guys are all having fun. I'm Suma Saganai Gowda. I'm a PM lead in the Windows IoT engineering team. And thanks, Doug, for an awesome overview of digital transformation and the Internet of Things. What I'm going to do through the rest of the presentation is talk to you about IoT, specifically Windows 10 IoT, and how we can realize some of the solutions Doug talked about. Before I begin, how many of you know about Raspberry Pi? Okay, awesome. How many of you know about Windows 10 IoT Core? Oh, good. Hopefully my job will be easy. So basically with Windows 10, at Windows 10 IoT, we've actually brought this into the integral family of Windows. You can leverage the Windows 10 IoT platform to build emerging smart things, things like thermostats or gateways or hubs, or you can build ruggedized handheld devices. Or you can also build purpose-built industry solutions, things like ATMs and things like MRI machines. And by building all of this, you can leverage the Windows 10 IoT platform to actually manage them with the same enterprise-grade security and management that you're already used to with the PCs. So that's kind of what we have done with this platform. So with Windows 10, as you know, we converged the Windows platform. So you can use the same OS core to actually build PCs, mobile devices, Xbox, HoloLens, and now IoT devices as well. And in order to cover this plethora of IoT devices that you saw in the video Doug showed you, we have three editions of Windows IoT. On the top is Windows 10 IoT Enterprise. This is the same as Windows 10 Mobile Enterprise with the same rich user experience, Win32 applications, as well as advanced lockdown capabilities that you can use to build purpose-built industry solutions. Second, you have Windows 10 IoT Mobile. You can leverage this operating system to build these ruggedized handhelds. Think about devices that you see in UPS, FedEx trucks, and warehouses. This operating system is the same as Windows 10 Mobile Enterprise. It brings the same modern shell and UWP applications, as well as advanced lockdown capabilities, so you can build these shared device experiences. And lastly, you have Windows 10 IoT Core, which is the lowest form factor Windows that you'll find. And this is basically done to cater towards these small IoT devices to build single-purpose device experiences and also supports the UWP application layer. And it also caters towards the low-cost silicon. So basically, for the emerging smart things, this is the edition that you would use. Since the top two editions, I think you guys are already familiar with all your work with Windows Enterprise and Windows Mobile, I'm going to be focusing mostly on the last one in this presentation. I'll talk you through what the platform provides and how the Windows promise of manageability and security is brought to this platform as well. And hopefully, if the demo gods cooperate with me with all of these fancy devices, I'll be able to show you some demos as well. So Windows 10 IoT brings intelligence to the edge, and we do this via three pillars. Productive, building a commercial-ready platform with the modern user experience. Trusted, defending against the modern security threats and protecting the device from the device to the cloud. And lastly, connected, the I in IoT, bringing connectivity to these platforms with an open platform and open interfaces, so you can actually talk to the plethora of devices in the environment, as well as seamlessly talk to the cloud. Let's go through each one of these pillars in detail and then see the capabilities that we have in the platform. Number one is productive. With this, we've covered the entire spectrum, from being commercial ready to having a modern user experience with interactive and innovative UX. Windows 10 IoT reduces IT operations and streamlines IT operations by providing the same device management layer that you're already familiar with the PCs, which also providing the same familiar tool set. Businesses can ensure that app investments are easy and you reduce costs in your investments by building these applications that actually can go across the entire spectrum of the devices. You can build consistent user experiences and as well as leverage some of the capabilities like touch, ink, and speech to build innovative experiences that are easy to use. So device management, I think this is a favorite topic for all the IT pros, if you will. The digital transformation or the new digital evolution brings a lot of challenges. And Internet of Things is one such evolution, and it's here. And this actually changes the dynamics for the IT pros. Enterprises have a lot of devices now in their environment, all these smart things that can be out there which are ubiquitous, and you would be wondering, how do I secure and manage these things? I know how to manage my PC, I know how to secure the PC, but what do I do with this plethora of things that are all over my enterprise? And so that's where Windows and Microsoft comes in. We have brought a converged MDM stack into these Windows 10 IoT devices, so you can actually manage them with the same familiar tool set and management capabilities that you're used to on the PCs. We have a converged servicing stack, so you can actually service these devices, update them, control the updates to these devices, leveraging the same infrastructure. And lastly, we have a set of common CSPs, so you can actually manage the settings on these devices, deploy certificates, connect them to Wi-Fi, even to go so far as to manage applications on these devices, whether you're using the store or an MDM, or even rebooting and resetting these devices. So it's the same set of capabilities that you're used to on PC and mobile that we've brought to these devices. Okay, so let's see how true all of this is and if I can actually show you a demo of how this would work. So in order to do this demo, I have these fancy Raspberry Pi devices out here. I don't know if you guys can see it. But basically, this is a Raspberry Pi 3. It's running Windows 10 IoT Core. Imagine this is a micro kiosk in your environment, which runs IoT Core, and you would like to manage this in the same manner that you manage PCs. So the first step for this would be to provision my device. And in order to provision the device, I'm actually going to do that with the USB key, which has a provisioning package for the demo purposes. And I'm going to plug this USB key onto this device. And basically what this does is this kicks off the provisioning process. And when it kicks off the provisioning process, it tries to enroll into SCCM. It has the certificates embedded in it to enroll into SCCM, as well as the URL that it needs to connect to get enrolled. And now I'm going to go to my SCCM console and show you that this device, MS Ignite SD01, has actually been enrolled. And again, I mean, we just did it a little while before because you guys know SCCM enrollment takes a little bit of time, and I didn't want to spend that time here. So you see this device in the SCCM console, similar to how you would see any other PCs or mobile devices that you might have. And in order to manage this device, I'm going to show you a simple management capability deploying an application onto this device. For that, I'm going to select this and add it to an existing collection. And basically what this existing collection does, it actually deploys a visitor check-in app onto this device. So I told you this is a micro kiosk which can be used for a visitor check-in process, and this goes ahead and deploys that app and makes that the default app or experience on this device. So now I'm going to go to my remote viewer and show you that, again, sorry for the UI, I think we had some glitches right before, but basically that's the visitor check-in app that got deployed onto this device, and it made it the default application. So as you saw, it was a simple process which leveraged the same set of capabilities that you're already familiar with, and even on these small devices, you can manage them and update them and install apps onto them in the same consistent manner. Okay, so now that we took care of management, just a brief look into development. Windows has always been about developer productivity, and Windows 10 IoT is no different. We actually have the Visual Studio toolset that works with Windows 10 IoT. You can leverage any of these languages to build applications. You can cater your applications to the wide variety of the Windows family, like be it mobile devices or the IoT devices, or Xbox and HoloLens, and you can target these applications at a particular device type or the whole family. And there is capabilities in the platform where you can actually leverage these device capabilities and light up functionality based on what's there on the device. You can also use one dev center to onboard your applications which cater to all of these device families. You can also leverage the dev center to look at the telemetry and insights from your application. And lastly, any of the existing code is welcome. I mean, of course, Win32 applications continue to exist with Windows 10, and we do support them, along with the new UWP apps. And also, cross-platform applications are also welcome onto this platform, leveraging technologies like Xamarin and Unity. Okay. Next to the second pillar, trusted. With the evolution of new cyber threats, security needs ongoing innovation. And Windows 10 and Windows 10 IoT has the latest and greatest security platform with enterprise-grade security to protect your devices with features such as Secure Boot, Trusted Boot, Device Guard, and so on. We also protect your data with enterprise-grade device encryption and secure key storage. And lastly, we protect the identities with features such as Credential Guard and Windows Hello. So we do go across and ensure that we protect the entire spectrum and get all the capabilities that are in Windows to this platform as well. And let's look at what it means when we say securing Windows IoT devices. Our device builders, customers, both in the enterprise and the consumer space, they all worry about security. And when they worry about security for IoT devices, they mostly worry about securing the communication pipe from the device to the cloud. And of course, that's important. And we have several capabilities in the platform to let you do that out of the box with Windows and Microsoft technologies. But what we also believe from Microsoft is that it's very important to secure what's at the edge of the communication pipe, the device itself. And this boils down to having an identity which can be, which may not be tampered with or spoofed with, but which can be cryptographically challenged. So let's look at the boot process of an IoT device and then see what does it take to actually secure the device at the edge. You're already familiar with probably UEFI Secure Boot from your PC world. Basically, UEFI Secure Boot enables you to validate the signature of every piece of boot software, which includes the OS and the firmware. And the device gets booted up only if that signature is valid. And this capability exists on Windows 10 IoT Core. The other capability that we have brought into the platform is Trusted Platform Module, or TPM. How many of you have heard of TPM? Awesome. And basically what TPM provides is, and again, an industry standard that brings capabilities such as secure key generation and storage, as well as health attestation onto these devices. And we have brought TPM to Windows IoT Core as well. And you can actually use discrete TPMs, which is typically what you find in your PCs or higher-end devices, or you can use firmware TPM for these lower-cost devices where BOM cost is a concern. And basically what TPM provides, one such example is boot measurements, where you can measure every aspect of the boot process and ensure that the device is in a valid, healthy state. And you can also do health attestation on these devices. In addition to boot measurements, you also have code integrity, which lets you validate even third-party software and ensure that you're only loading signed drivers or signed drivers onto the device. And if something is unsigned or invalid, then the boot process doesn't load it up. And once you have kind of done the boot process and ensure that the OS and firmware and the drivers are all good and valid and signed, next it comes to the user login and protecting the access control and the login information itself. And Windows offers several features such as credential guard and two-factor authentication and Windows Hello to do just that. And next, it comes to the apps and the user experience. So with apps and user experience, again, you want to ensure that the applications are trusted. And you also want to, if you want to make sure that only specific applications and specific user experiences shown to your user, you can do that with the advanced lockdown capabilities. Of course, the identity control and the lockdown, these are more relevant for the higher-end Windows editions, which is Windows 10 Enterprise and Windows 10 Mobile Enterprise. And I won't get into details here, but if you're interested in learning more about advanced lockdown capabilities, you should hear to the recording of Janani's talk on what's new with device management. Unfortunately, that talk was happening right at this time, so you won't be able to watch it here, but you can listen to the recording. So now to kind of go further and actually see the capabilities that are there in Windows 10 IoT Core that we talked about, the security capabilities. Okay. So in order to show this, let's kind of continue the example of the micro kiosk I talked to you about. And basically what I have here is an Intel MBM that's running IoT Core. And this has secure boot enabled. And you see that the device is booted up, and that's a default app that we have, which comes with IoT Core that is there on every image of IoT Core. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to tamper with this device, especially because maybe it's easily accessible to me, and I'm going to try and load into it some boot malware. And in order to do the demo, I'm actually going to do this with removable media. So let me power off the device for a second. And what I have with me here is another SD card which is actually infected with boot malware, and I am going to use this to compromise the device.
You're having fun now, aren't you?
Okay, I put that in. I guess obviously I have to power it up. And let me see if I can actually compromise this device. Let's cross our fingers. Okay, so Windows, the device begins to boot up, but then as you see, it actually enters into recovery, basically because it's not able to validate the signature on this SD card that I inserted in because it has got boot malware in it, and it tells you that we couldn't validate the signature, so the device is not able to boot up. So these are the same secure boot capabilities that are in PC that we've actually brought to these IoT devices. Okay, I'm a hacker, I'm upset now that I couldn't infect the device, so but I have access to the storage on that device. So let me see if I can go look at the contents of this and hack in that manner. So again, for this, I'm going to use the SD card reader and try and read this on my Surface Book. Let me go back. And as you see, I inserted it. It's in the drive D, and it's coming up with a lock sign saying that I cannot access it. If I try to open it up, it's going to tell me that it is BitLocker protected. And basically, I think you're already familiar with BitLocker. This is the capability that comes on these Windows operating systems because of TPM, where we can provide enterprise-grade device encryption to your storage, to any of the device partitions. And the key that is used to access this information is securely stored in the TPM. So in this case, it's securely stored in the MBM that was running my micro kiosk, so I'm not able to access the contents of this device. So with the capabilities that are in Windows, and we have actually brought it to even these low form factor devices, we are able to secure them and protect them in the same exact manner that you're used to with your PCs. Was that a good demo? I'm not hearing any claps. Okay. So lastly, let's talk about connected. Basically, connected, this is the I in IoT. Basically, Windows 10 is connected, as you know. With Windows 10 IoT Core, you can get all of these devices into your device mix. They all easily connect with the sensors and peripherals in your environment. It has a interface platform and standards-based interface in the platform, so it provides you this ubiquitous connectivity and also seamlessly connects with Azure. Obviously, with IoT, cloud is important, so IoT Core goes that step as well and ensures that you can seamlessly connect it with the cloud. So with Windows 10 IoT Core, you have the latest connectivity options in the platform, be it physical connectivity through Wi-Fi or Ethernet, or we also have support for broadband internet connections sharing, as well as getting Bluetooth support into the platform with Bluetooth Smart and the latest profiles like HID, and GAT server, and RFCOM. So all of the latest connectivity options that you're typically used to in Windows are available in this platform as well. Interoperability. Interoperability is a key thing for IoT devices. Devices do need to talk to each other in order to realize the whole digital transformation and the IoT transformation. And for that, we have Aljoin, OCF, and OPC UA as the application layer IP standards that we support in Windows. You might ask why both OPC UA and OCF? And OCF, if you do not know, is Open Connectivity Foundation. It's a foundation which was formed by several industry leaders like Intel, Qualcomm, Microsoft, Samsung, Electrolux, in order to bring one open, with the goal of having an open, standard-based, robust, scalable, insert your favorite adjective, interoperability framework. And we support both because Microsoft's position is we want to ensure that we engage with these open standards to reduce industry confusion and reduce duplication. And OPC UA and OCF play very well in the vertical space, OCF in the consumer space, and OPC UA in the enterprise space. And as such, Microsoft has decided to adopt these standards. And what about the other ecosystems that are out there? And we do have the capability of bridges to bridge them into the UWP platform. You have bridges such as Modbus, BACnet, and ZigBee for Aljoin that's available on GitHub. And there are several OPC UA bridges that are available on GitHub that works with Windows 10 IoT Core. And lastly, seamless connectivity to Azure. So of course, we are in an IoT talk here, so we do have to talk about the connection to the cloud and how do we make that possible and seamless with Windows 10 IoT. And Windows 10 IoT offers just that. It offers a way to seamlessly connect to the cloud in a secure manner. So we leverage the TPM functionality to store your Azure subscription information and keys in a secure way in the TPM. We provide platform APIs so you can access this TPM and look at what, get at the token that's needed to connect to the cloud. And so you can actually build applications which are cloud secure. And lastly, Windows 10 IoT is Azure IoT certified. We have support for protocols such as MQPP, AMQP, and MQTT. So you can actually get out-of-the-box connectivity into Azure, and it is seamless. So you don't have to do a lot of work to get IoT core to connect to Azure. We have made these libraries available which have this out-of-the-box connectivity, and you can also get the access to this connectivity on your UWP applications as well. Now let's look at our last demo. So for this demo, what I'm going to show you is how I can provision IoT device. Again, I'm going to use Raspberry Pi 3 and IoT Core as my sample device here. And imagine this is a beacon that you have here in your environment, which is built on IoT Core. And what I'm going to do is provision this device to connect to Azure. So I'm going to provision the TPM with this Azure secret key that I talked about. And then I'm going to deploy an app onto this device, which leverages that key to talk to the cloud and is able to send messages to the cloud. And then I have another application that I can visualize this information with on my Surface Hub, or on my Surface Book, rather. So in order to do this, let me bring up my dashboard. How many of you know about the IoT dashboard? Okay, a few. So basically, this is a tool that you can download. You can search. It's on the download center. You can download it on your PC, and it's an application that helps you remotely connect to your IoT devices. As you see, most of these devices don't have a display. We did put displays on these, but most of them don't have a display, so you can use this to remotely connect to your IoT device. And here, Ignite Azure Demo is the device that I'm going to show to you, which I'm going to provision with the TPM. And this is the device portal that you can have take a look at. Again, this is gives you all of the settings and information on any IoT device. Again, without a default UI on that, this would be another easy tool for you to leverage in order to understand what's all set on that device. And I'm going to show to you that there is a TPM on this device. I would bring it up, but basically there is a discrete TPM attached to this Raspberry Pi. And that shows you the device ID that has actually been provisioned with it and also the device key that is embedded in it for the Azure connection. So I'm going to go back to the dashboard, and I'm going to connect to Azure. And I'm going to pick up the provisioning demo. So it's been provisioned with device one, so let me actually pick device two and go ahead and provision this device with that. So device successfully provisioned. Let me go back and make sure it actually did that. So you see here now, this device is now provisioned with Ignite Device ID 2. This is a friendly name and that applications can use in their code to access the information in the TPM, which is the secure key to connect to your Azure IoT Hub. And basically where this is important is, I think a couple of years ago, there was this problem where people would embed these secure keys that you use to connect to the cloud in their applications. These apps would get posted to GitHub, and then people would have access to the key that is used to access your cloud. So this would lead to key leakage and misuse. So basically, with the security capability, what we ensure that is that the secure key that's used to connect to your cloud never leaves the TPM, so nobody gets access to it. All you do is use the friendly ID, query the TPM, get a token, and then use the token in your app to talk to the cloud. So it's done in a secure manner. So let me go back to the dashboard, and I'll show you some samples. So this is the connector client. I'm going to deploy that app onto this device, which I'm going to show you my demo. going to deploy and run it. And so basically, this is a connector client. It's a simple app to show a proof of concept. And basically, what it does is when I send a message from it, and again, I'm remotely connected to that app on my Surface Book, I can, this app is running on this device, and I can actually send messages from this device to the cloud. And it basically transmits the location of this device into the cloud. And in order to show the data visualization, I need to remember what I did this with. It's two. I'm going to open up my device too. And basically, this is showing you the world map. And when I send the message from this device to the cloud, this app is also able to read from the cloud, and it'll actually show you a visualization of where we are. And I'm going to cross my fingers that this is going to work. I'm going to go back here and send a message. And so this basically sent the location of wherever the ISP is, and basically the map kind of read it from the cloud and showed you that we were able to successfully send that message. Yeah. Thank you. So that was just a proof of concept to show you how easy it is to provision these devices, how easy it is to build apps, to connect to the cloud and interact with the cloud. And then obviously you will want data visualization of that information so you can build applications to do that as well. So I'm going to just do a quick recap of what's there in the anniversary update. I think you've all heard at Ignite all of the functionality and features that have been introduced in the anniversary update. I'm going to do a brief overview of that for the IoT editions. Number one is IoT Enterprise. Again, I won't go through in detail with this, but these are the features which are unique to industry solutions. Obviously, since this is based on Windows 10 Enterprise, you get all of the great features that we've already put into Enterprise. And in addition, these are some of the unique things. Things like assigned access. How many of you know assigned access? Not too many. So basically, this is the capability to kind of lock down the devices to a specific user experience or specific applications. We've made improvements in that in terms of setting it up. There is improvements both in the trusted and the connected pillars. Windows 10 IoT Mobile, again, there are several enhancements here that we've introduced in the anniversary update, and this is above and beyond what's already in Windows 10 Mobile that you're probably familiar with. And this is the updates we have done for Windows 10 IoT Core. We talked about several of this in the presentation today, and I showed you several demos. All of the ones that I showed you are running on the anniversary update that just got released. And in addition to some of the things that I showed you, we also have the capability of 64-bit support now with IoT Core. We only had 32-bit with TH2, or the Windows 10 release that went out last year. We also have support for Raspberry Pi 3 and Intel Jewel for prototyping efforts. So basically, you know, all of these boards are very useful for prototyping, and if you want to do it, so we've added support for Raspberry Pi 3 and Intel Jewel support. And in the trusted area, I already talked about TPM 2.0, but we also have this capability called Universal Write Filter. So basically what this provides you is to have a very reliable device by minimizing the number of writes that gets into this device. So basically you can actually redirect any writes to the device to another volume so you can kind of preserve the contents of that device and improve the reliability of the device. And we talked about connected with the secure connectivity to the cloud and actually the TPM support that actually is used to connect to the cloud as well. So thanks for listening to me patiently. Hopefully that gave you a very good overview of what came with Windows 10 IoT and how we have brought it to be a secure, manageable platform that you're familiar with, like PCs that you're already using. And for the rest of the presentation, I'm going to invite Doug back. He's going to talk to you about why Windows 10 IoT and Azure IoT should be your platform of choice to build IoT solutions. And we also have a customer case study where a customer has done just that. So I know we are in between you and your lunch, so just patiently wait for a couple of minutes so we can show you this video and tell you how to build an end-to-end IoT solution with Windows 10 IoT and Azure IoT. Thank you. Thanks for listening patiently.
Thank you, Suma.
And we'll be here for questions at the end.
So just briefly, as we're in the home stretch here, just again wanted to link back to our opening conversation on digital transformation and the role of smart things. Suma did a great job of talking to you a lot about Windows IoT Core and how you can leverage IoT Core today. It's a free solution today in the marketplace and start building solutions. And certainly the connection to Azure and the great analytics and solutions that our Azure team offers that really makes that solution rich. I'll introduce you to a quick video from a partner, Lieber, that has recently unveiled a great solution that was running today at Windows IoT Core. And they've recently talked about it in the marketplace that we wanted to show you. So we'll run the video here.
To me, the word progress means change. I think it has a lot to do with the future and opportunities. In the IT sector, we can see that a lot is changing. How can I communicate with my computer more easily? How are computers becoming more human? How can I get the data of a refrigerator into the cloud and then analyze it to ensure that the quality of the products is safeguarded over time? We provide our customers with new values and new features through digitalization. We have already accomplished this in the private sector, and now we are working closely with Microsoft in the medical sector. We present the first medicine cabinet that is interconnected with a communication module. It is an integrated solution, truly end-to-end. It begins with the communication module, which is on the Windows 10 IoT core, and continues with the Azure cloud infrastructure, where we benefit from machine learning and predictive analytics. We detect anomalies even before anything happens to the valuable substances and can respond immediately. This provides new security and services to our customers. Microsoft is a partner with a variety of product groups that can offer us new functions and technologies. It is a partner that works centrally, but also has a lot of specialists for cloud infrastructure and operating systems. I think these are great ideas and great technologies, and we sometimes don't even know where it will lead. This is what makes it very exciting.
Okay, great. So sort of in summary, one, obviously we talked a little bit about leveraging your business to transform it with the new devices and services. Talked about the role that edge intelligence played and how to securely manage it through Suma's demo. And certainly optimizing it with the kind of resources that we have around deployment and ability to manage. And then if you aren't a member already, to please, you know, consider thinking about joining the Windows Insider program so you can give us feedback. I think the call to action is certainly get started today, learn more about our Windows IoT platform. We have great resources on the web, both for developers and to learn more about Azure IoT services. And also, we are making available later this week, you can download Windows 10 IoT Core directly from windowsdevices.com. So another great resource in order to check it out and start to play around with it. And then I'll just point out the fact that if you're interested more in the subject, we have a handful of other sessions that are happening across Windows and Azure IoT, you can come join and learn more about different aspects of the business. And as you go, I'd invite you to take a look. We have a few team members handing out some Windows IoT, I believe Bluetooth speakers for all of you who've come to the session today. And so again, thank you very much and have a great Microsoft Ignite.